Good morning. We are continuing our conversation of the prohibition of walking in front of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei within four amos in front of that individual. And we said that there are two primary concerns, two primary rationales for this prohibition. The first one brought by the Chai Adam is that when somebody is davening, the Shechina is connected. We're talking about Shmoneh Esrei. He's speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asur Lahafsik Beino L'Shechina. It's prohibited to walk in front of the person and divide up, act as a hefsek between him and the Shechina. So that is prohibition, concern for the prohibition, number one, reason for the prohibition, number one. And the second reason for the prohibition is that walking in front of somebody who's davening the Shmoneh Esrei, you are going to be mevatel his kavana, you're going to disturb or ruin his kavana. Accordingly, don't walk within four amos in front of the person davening Shmoneh Esrei. A nafkamina between these two reasons apparently is, what if there is somebody in between you and the person who is continuing to daven the Shmoneh Esrei, and the person in between has finished his Shmoneh Esrei, but he has to stand there because he has somebody in back of him who is continuing to daven the Shmoneh Esrei. In other words, we'll put some letters on it. A is you in front, or me in front. The person way in front is A, he has finished his Shmoneh Esrei. B is in back of him. B is also finished his Shmoneh Esrei, but B is stuck. He's not allowed to back up because C, in back of him, is continuing to daven his Shmoneh Esrei. And with A would be backing up into four amos in front of C. In other words, B is in back of him, but still he would be in within four amos in front of C, who is continuing to daven. So does B act as a barrier and permit A to be within four amos in front of C, or does B not matter to us because the bottom line is A is going to be passing within four amos of C, who is continuing to daven Shmoneh Esrei? So in fact, the Chai Yanim says that the primary concern, as we mentioned, when it comes to walking within four amos of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei is the Hamispalo Shechina Kenegdo. The Shechina is in front of somebody who's davening the Shmoneh Esrei, and you can't walk in between. And accordingly, he says, based on this, it would be prohibited for A to back up as long as anyone in back of him is davening Shmoneh Esrei. Anyone in back of him within four amos is continuing to daven, even if there's a barrier of a B or another of two B's, whatever it is, because you'd be entering the four amos in front of somebody davening, the Shechina is kenegdo, the barrier of B does not help us, based on the Chai Adam's reasoning of Shechina kenegdo. On the other hand, the Sefer Isha Yisrael says that indeed we can be lenient, that if B, in back of A, has completed his Shmoneh Esrei, but rather he's simply not backed up, because he has C in back of him, who is continuing to daven the Shmoneh Esrei, Yachol Harishon Lipsoa et Hagimel Apsios, it is permitted for A to back up, take three steps back, even though he's going to go into the four amos in front of C, and C is continuing to daven Shmoneh Esrei. According to the Isha Yisrael, indeed we could be lenient on this, and A would be permitted to back up, and he is not violating the prohibition. In other words, apparently the primary concern based on this psak is you're going to ruin the kavana of somebody who's continuing to daven Shmoneh Esrei, and in the situation that B is in between, he indeed acts as a barrier, and when we back up into four amos in front of C, but because B is acting as that mechitza, we will not be hurting the kavana of C. So A is permitted to back up and be thankful that B is in between creating that barrier. Have a wonderful day.